Good morning, everyone. This is Dave McManus, Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina, coming to you with a News and Focus commentary this morning. And once again, we're delving into the world of pop culture. And as I've done some previous podcasts on similar subjects, I thought I would delve into this one as well and give you the window into the rap world here on Sermon Audio that you don't see too often. But there's an article on The Blaze. All these articles tend to catch my attention sometimes. And the title is, Has Rapper Eminem Really Become a Born-Again Christian? This was posted on January 7th by Billy Hollowell. Has Rapper Eminem Really Become a Born-Again Christian? The article says, Rapper Eminem is known for his edgy music, which generally includes explicit lyrics and controversial themes. That's why last week's media report alleging that the performer has become a born-again Christian sparked so much interest. All right, so those of you that are not familiar with Eminem, which I'm sure there are plenty that are not, he is a one of the more famous rappers in the world. Hasn't done as much recently, but is still a very big presence, mainly because he's a white rapper, which tends to be the minority in this genre of music, but really made an impact nationally with his music, has become very popular, and was really known, as the article just said, for pushing the envelope a little bit with his lyrics, and maybe taking on different personalities in his lyrics that were shocking in a lot of cases. And that, you know, in our modern culture, those shocking lyrics tend to sell a lot of records, and that's what happened with Eminem. But there's a report out that he may have become a born-again Christian. The article goes on to say, while it's enticing for many to pounce on the idea that the formerly troubled star would have a come-to-Jesus moment, the entire notion of an intense spiritual transformation is based on an unnamed source who was cited on the website allhiphop.com. I heard a doozy recently, and I'm not sure that I can believe that it's completely true, the article announcing the rumor about the purported conversion read. On the flip, I wouldn't be shocked if it was. Eminem has been evolving a lot over the last few years. We've seen it in maturity, sobriety. The rumor, based on a source from Detroit, Michigan, claims that the rapper is removing himself further from the depths of the music industry. This action, which has purportedly had an impact on his business ties and the acts he works with, is allegedly predicated upon the conversion to Christianity in which the rapper is said to have turned his life over to God. This story wasn't only reported on the hip-hop blog, though. Other outlets like the Christian Post and the blog and opinion section of the Huffington Post also explored the alleged faith transformation. Following the story's circulation, The Blaze decided to investigate the shocking claim. We made several calls and sent emails to an Interscope Records representative who worked with Slim Shady, that's Eminem's stage name. After repeated attempts to receive an answer, the publicist offered a brief response when asked if the singer is now born-again Christian. He's not, the message back to The Blaze read, thus debunking, at least until we hear a response from the rapper himself, the notion that he has personally embraced Jesus Christ's teachings. Rumors and intriguing theories surrounding Eminem's faith are nothing new, as USC Annenberg Communications Professor Marcia Dawkins writes, conspiratorial theories asserting that Mathers is either a Satanist or an Illuminati pawn have reached a broad mass through the internet. Now a new meme has been added to the rapper's spiritual story. Rumor has it that Mathers is now a born-again Christian. According to Raps and Religions Insiders, Eminem has turned his life over to Christ and is building a relationship with God and using that to help him spiritually and with his addiction problems. It is impossible to know with any accuracy the truth about Mathers' spiritual journey. However, the fact that God and devil worship rumors abound makes it important to examine his public endorsements and lyrics as a meaningful way to draw audiences in through passionate condemnation. Either Eminem has not yet announced to his record label that he is converted, or the notion itself is an unfounded rumor, or perhaps he's still in the process of figuring out his spiritual journey. Regardless, the rapper's turn from a controversial figure touting questionable themes to a gospel-driven performer would certainly be fascinating to observe. All right, now, first of all, I'm not going to get into the fact if Eminem is saved. I have no idea. The Blaze has no idea. Apparently, nobody has any idea outside of Eminem himself because he hasn't made any public statements. Okay, that may be a red flag because we know at Salvation that should be something that should be very public. It should be something that you want to tell people. It should be a life-changing thing. But he has not made any kind of announcements yet. And so we can't confirm or deny any of this. My thing that I really noticed, more than the article itself, is when I scrolled down below the article and I read some of the comments that were on this site. And here's the convicting part I think that we need to look at. We know that Eminem has participated in some less than savory things, less than godly things, and his lyrics have certainly not been godly and far from God glorifying. And we would not steer anybody to listen to his music. We can look at him and we can look at his lifestyle and we can look at his music and know that this is not a God glorifying thing. However, when word comes down that this man who has been immersed in this sin has perhaps been saved, rather than the joy that we should have, rather than seeing the amazing things that God can do with people, at least that's what I see, these are some of the comments that I saw. What a waste of bandwidth. Why should I care about this clown? Let's see, what else? Wow, now we can look forward to profanity-filled sermons from the Millionaire Crybaby. Eminem, make yourself disappear, please. Nobody cares. Who really cares what this no-talent punk does? Like all rappers, he's being paid because his supporters are dregs who listen to really bad poetry that is based in nonsense, hate, and a complete lack of intelligence. If there is a picture that would best reveal the degeneration of society, it is this dork and all the black rappers who are even more disgusting. All right, so nice to get a little bit of racism in there while we're at it. This isn't a Christian website, by the way, but this is what I'm seeing as the comments. Let's see. I wish he wasn't born the first time. This is just unbelievable that you see some of this stuff on here. And the idea here that I want to get across is we don't agree with anything this guy does. We don't support his lifestyle. We don't support his music. But what if he has been converted to Christianity? What if he is a follower of Jesus Christ? Who are we to say, oh, no way, not him. He's too awful. Because I think there was a guy in the Bible named Saul of Tarsus that was persecuting and even killing Christians. And he says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Those are some life verses for me, and it applies if this is a true situation. If Eminem has been converted, then he was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, or as other translations say, a violent man. And yet, if he has placed his faith in Christ and believed on him alone for the forgiveness of his sins, then he is now saved and he is now a brother in Christ. So who are we to act like we are better, that we are above others, that our sins aren't as bad as other people's sins? If this guy is saved, and hopefully we will find out at some point if he is really saved, then we should rejoice with him, not be in the state of mind that, well, I like it when people get saved, but not guys like him. I'm not going to hang out with a guy like him. How unchristlike of us to react that way. If this is true, then praise God. We've got rejoicing in heaven over this salvation. And I pray Eminem's salvation is authentic. But let's make sure that we're handling ourselves the way Christ would have us handle ourselves. Our attitude is to be like that of Christ Jesus. That's all for today. If you have any comments, post them directly to this podcast or email me, dmcmanus, dmcmanus.bbc@gmail.com.